Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The most likely man to replace Jürgen Klopp at the moment, after Xabi Alonso ruled himself out of the running recently, of course, is Ruben Amorim. Now, obviously, the Sporting manager we mentioned earlier on, you started your career, your early life as a footballer at Sporting. Yeah. So he's clearly a manager you've had an eye on and obviously will know a lot about and stuff like that. So just on him, an impressive manager. You obviously, you know, he's won the first league title in 19 years at Sporting. So he's doing something right.
Yeah, he was a footballer at the beginning of his career. He played for Benfica, had a quite nice career. And as a manager, he was like just, you know, this kind of guy like Xavi in 1 year, he just, boom. And he become like great manager, training, Sporting. And I would say in 2 years, he become like a top manager. He won the league in Portugal. And you can see it's work. I never worked with him. I don't know him personally, but I have friends that played in Sporting and win Braga before with him. And everyone talks very well about him, like the way he works, the way he prepares the team, and what kind of football he wants to play. He's very like, he really believed in that, and it's working, of course. Sporting plays, I don't know if you watch, but Sporting plays a very nice football to watch. And I remember probably last year when they played Europa League against Arsenal in the Emirates, they did a great job there. And yeah, Sporting plays very good games, and they play very nicely. You can see he's a firm guy. Like, he likes to be the bossy, and he has hand on everything. So I think for a big club like Liverpool, you need that kind of things, because you have, of course, players have egos, and you have to control all these kind of things. So I believe he's young, yes, but I think he's been showing like a lot of good work in Sporting. And the what I know, the players I know and my friends that played under him, everyone likes him and everyone respects him a lot. So I believe that he can become like a really good choice to Liverpool.
Yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, you mentioned there he is still young, and he definitely is. I mean, he's been in management now for around 4 or 5 years, but he's definitely one of the rising stars in management, of course. And you mentioned, obviously, the way they play there. Just tactically, have you watched much of his side? Are they aggressive? Are they very attack-minded? How do you sort of assess that?
Yes, I can say he's defensively obsessed, like in a way, not defensively that he's always defending. No, they are an attacking team, but always ready to defend and to be ready to like, let's say, like there's a different style of playing that Jurgen Klopp, Liverpool, but in a way that when they lose the ball, they are very aggressive. They want to get the ball quicker. And the way they play usually is a 3-4-3 formation. Mm-hmm. It's the one he usually uses. And it's quite similar that Leverkusen is doing with Xabi Alonso as well. So, and they play very nicely. Like I said, he's very organized, and defensively, he really takes care of defense, because it's one big part of the game, right? In more like in these days. So I reckon he can do a good job and be like, bring something different than Klopp, because nobody's going to be the same. But I think he can be a very good option for Liverpool, and he's been showing that in Sporting when they play Europa League games or Champions League games, they can compete. They, you know, in Sporting doesn't have even half of the money that Liverpool probably.
No, absolutely. Yeah, he definitely demonstrated he's got what it takes to sort of make that next step in management terms. I think
Yes.
that's no disrespect to Sporting whatsoever, or indeed the Primera Liga.
No.
And
No, no, no.
I wanted to ask you about the Primera Liga and sort of how it translates and how easy or difficult it could be to move from there to the Premier League in terms of style, in terms of the media scrutiny and all that sort of stuff. We know the Premier League, you know, is the biggest league in the world. Everyone always says that. So
Yeah.
how difficult do you think that might be? Because we've seen it with players might struggle, some managers struggle. Ruben Amorim, does he feel like the type of character that would be able to cope with that?
Well, I think he has the character to cope with that. That's my first answer, because what I heard about him, I think he has the character to cope with. But at the same time, it would be a big change, because you know, in it's Premier League, you're gonna compete with the best players, with the best managers, with the best stadiums, the best grasses. So, you know, every detail is gonna make the difference, and you know, it's gonna be a different experience. Because, yeah, we in Portugal, we even if he has a nice stadium, Sporting, sometimes you're going to play away, and it's very different. There are no big matches, big stadiums. Every time stadium is completely full. You know, it's a different atmosphere. There's nothing like England, but at the same time, there's no more satisfying feeling than playing or being a manager in England. So I think he's gonna get used. Of course, it's different than go to a small club in England in the Premier League than the pressure he's gonna have in Liverpool. Because yeah, Liverpool right now, when Klopp arrived, was years like some good, some bad, but more bad than good, and then it changed. But now it's many, many years good in a row. So he's gonna have more this kind of pressure that, okay, you have to keep it in high standards. So it's gonna be a big challenge for him, for sure. But I think his character, I think he's gonna cope with that, to be honest.
Interesting, yeah, and that's really positive as well, because he's not just coming into Liverpool, which, as you rightly say, is a big club and it's a big job and there's lots of expectations, there's some pressure.
No.
I think we as Liverpool fans are quite patient and we will give him time to adapt if it is him, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
But still, it's Liverpool and there's a lot riding on it. And not only that, but it's following Jurgen Klopp, which is very, very difficult to do, of course.
Yeah.
Just to finish then on Ruben Amorim before we move on to your career now. I guess really Liverpool fans, we should be quite excited by it. We're gutted about Klopp leaving, where the Xabi Alonso news was a thing. But Ruben Amorim, you mentioned there, he feels like he's ready for this.
Yes. Yeah, I can see he's ready. He's been in Sporting for 3-4 years. It's a big club, plays big competitions like Champions League, Europa League. So he played in Benfica as well as a player, so he's used to this kind of big clubs. Of course, not the same dimension as Liverpool, but at the same time, are big clubs that play competitions in very high standards. So I think he's ready. And what I see, I don't know most of the players right now in Liverpool squad, but you can see that the club, the organization the club has inside internally, you can see that I think he's going to have a lot of help from the workers, from the people who is inside of the club. And I reckon the group looks like a very unified group and united group with a lot, like, let's say, help each other, you know, partnership. So I think the group is going to want to help, because they are used to win as well. So they don't want to go from winning to losing. So I think that's a very important part as well, the group who you're going to have. And I can see that the Liverpool's group looks great, group of guys that really work hard and want to win and want to put high standards every day in training and even in the games, winning, 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 winning. And I think that part is going to be a very important part in his progress and in his adaptation in England.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And as you said a moment ago, like, the foundations are definitely there for Liverpool to carry on being successful. So yeah,
yes, exactly.
whoever comes in as manager, Ruben Amorim, whoever it may be, everything's there in place. And that's a lot thanks to Jurgen Klopp as well, like the academy stuff and obviously the playing group and all that. And as you say, the backroom staff are all there ready to carry on. So yeah, hopefully it all goes well.